Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and we are looking at a Wednesday session that felt like a total tug of war. The Dow's record streak snapped. The S&P, flat as a pancake.
Yeah, flat is the right word, but the undertone was anything but boring. This was a classic, good news is bad news, trap. We got that January jobs report, 130,000 payrolls added versus the 68,000 expected. Huge beat. But the bond market hated it.
Right, because strong growth means the Fed can sit on their hands. I saw the probability for a June cut drop from 75% down to 60% virtually overnight. Yields pushed up, and that usually puts a lid on equities.
Exactly. The 10-year yield crept up to 4.17%. That liquidity premium is getting expensive again. But here is the interesting part. It wasn't a broad sell-off. It was a massive rotation. We saw money fleeing the mega-cap tech names and software, and aggressively rotating into cyclical pockets and, surprisingly, hardware.
Let's double-click on that hardware move. Because while Microsoft and Amazon were dragging the indices down, the semiconductor space was absolutely ripping.
Oh, it was a breakout party for memory. You had SanDisk up over 10%, Micron up nearly 10%. The market is sniffing out a bottom in the storage cycle, or maybe pricing in an AI infrastructure second wind. The PHLX semiconductor index outperformed everything, up over 2%, while the software ETF IGV tanked 2.6%.
That is a violent divergence. Software gets liquidated. Hardware gets bid. Speaking of volatile moves, we have to talk about earnings. Generac, 17% move to the upside?
Massive relative strength there. It was the best performer in the S&P 500. Investors are betting on grid instability and industrial demand. On the flip side, look at Robinhood. Missed revenue, stock down nearly 9%. The financial sector as a whole was weak, down 1.5%. It feels like the easy money trade in financials is taking a breather.
Now, I want to challenge you on a setup I saw today. Zillow. The stock got crushed, down 12%. But looking at the report, their Q1 revenue guidance was actually above expectations. They are saying the spring selling season looks solid. Doesn't this sell-off feel like an overreaction? A 12% flush seems like a buying opportunity for a recovery play.
I see where you're coming from, but I have to disagree on the timing. Look at the macro context we just started with. Yields are rising. Mortgage rates follow the 10-year. Zillow management explicitly said the for sale environment is just bouncing along the bottom. If rates stay higher for longer because of that hot jobs report, that bottom drags out for another 2 quarters. The market is selling the reality of rates, not the optimism of the guidance. Until $65 holds as a floor, I wouldn't touch it.
Fair point. Don't fight the Fed and don't fight the mortgage rates. Let's pivot to the technicals for tomorrow. We are seeing some compression on the indices. What are the levels?
We are coiling. On the SPY, we are stuck below resistance at 693.55. We tried to push it and failed. Support is tight at 691.77. If we break that support, we could see a quick flush. The queues are even more precarious. Resistance at 614.50, but we saw heavy selling pressure late in the day, dropping us towards support at 612.80.
And I noticed the VXX volatility ticking up today. It hit 27.10. That's usually a warning sign that hedging is picking up.
Spot on. It's a subtle risk-off signal. Plus, we have geopolitical tension ramping up. Oil was up almost 1% on U.S.-Iran headlines. That boosted energy stocks, which were the best-performing sector today. But higher oil is another tax on the consumer.
So for tomorrow, Thursday, we have jobless claims and existing home sales at 10 a.m., that home sales number is going to be crucial given the Zillow news.
Absolutely. If home sales miss, it validates the Zillow sell-off. If they beat, maybe we get a bounce. But the primary focus is that 693 level on the SPY. If we can't reclaim that, expect more sideways chop or a test of the lows.
Keep your stops tight and watch the rotation. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll catch you at the next close.